It's time for the Little Known Black History Fact. We celebrate Black History every day on the TJMS, not just in the month of February. And it's brought to you by The Home Depot. Don't miss the free do-it-yourself workshop hosted by The Home Depot here at the Family Reunion. Get how-to tips on cool do-it-yourself projects like how to assemble your own grill caddy while the kids build a toolbox. Right now, here at the Family Reunion. How many FAMU grads we have here, or FAMU students? Make some noise. FAMU, Rattlers, Rattlers, strike and strike again. This Black History Fact is about you, FAMU. History often points to September 12, 1970, the contest between USC Trojans and the Alabama Crimson Tide as the first racially integrated college football game in the South. However, a contest between Florida A&M University and the University of Tampa happened a year earlier, yet it is often overlooked. Coach Alonzo J. Gaither and his FAMU Rattlers squared off against Tampa on November 29, 1969. The contest was the first time an HBCU football program went against a predominantly white team in the South, which was still rocked by racial tensions. Jake Gaither's team defeated Tampa by a score of 34-28.
All right.
Oh, man.
The Rattlers.
Yes, and the legendary Jake Gaither won 6 championships, considered the win the biggest of his career. The late Jake Gaither's home was recently approved by Florida State Board to be listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. Learn more about this game on blackamericaweb.com. And if I'm not mistaken, Florida A&M plays University of Miami this weekend. Is that this weekend? Yeah. Yeah. It won't be like back in 69, I guarantee you that. But
it will if they play the Chicago Bears.
Woo! Or the Dallas Cowboys. Woo!
And that's your little known Black History Fact here at the Sky Show in Orlando.